AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Pope Francis is spending a final few hours in Cuba before coming to the United States. He'll celebrate Mass today at Cuba's most revered shrine after calling on the faithful during a Mass yesterday to see that everyone can change. Here's our Steve Coleman.
At an outdoor Mass in Cuba's fourth largest city, Francis cited biblical examples and asked the crowd, "Do you believe it's possible that a traitor can become a friend?" The message comes as the communist country negotiates normalization of ties with the United States and undertakes modest free market reforms. Francis will conclude his Cuban visit in the eastern city of Santiago before flying Tuesday to Washington, the first stop on his three-city U.S. tour. I'm Steve Coleman.
Bombshell from Volkswagen. 11 million of its vehicles around the world have the software at the center of an emissions scandal. AP correspondent Shirley Smith has more on this breaking news.
The company says that it's earmarked more than $7 billion to deal with the fallout from this. Officials say the money would help with service costs and other expenses, and officials say they're hoping to win back the trust of their customers.
Rowan County, Kentucky clerk Kim Davis could be back before a judge soon now that she's altered marriage license forms. The new ones say they're being issued pursuant to federal court order. Davis says issuing marriage licenses to gay couples under her name violates her religious beliefs. The ACLU is challenging the validity of those newly issued licenses, asking a judge to reissue them. A Houston businesswoman is being detained in China. Fanfan Gillis is suspected of threatening China's national security, according to authorities there. This is AP Radio News. A second Republican presidential hopeful has dropped out of the race. Here's our Jerry Bodlander.
The front runner in Iowa as recently as 2 months ago, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's poll numbers have since plummeted. And he says he's leaving the race so a positive conservative message can rise to the top.
I encourage other Republican presidential candidates to consider doing the same so that the voters can focus on a limited number of candidates who can offer a positive, conservative alternative to the current frontrunner.
A reference to Donald Trump, whose ascension in the polls has coincided with Walker's decline. I'm Jerry Bodlander.
Hillary Clinton is laying out a new plan to limit the rising cost of prescription drugs. Her plan would cap monthly and yearly out-of-pocket costs for prescription drugs to help patients with chronic conditions or other serious health conditions. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.